We're going to have the stage on the turf. We'll have the students on the track area, parents on either side of them and in the bleachers. Unlike last year, it was kind of a little truncated ceremony. So.
It was fun. Everybody meeting up at the road.
And we're still doing the paperwork, and we're going to try to do the parade thing again. We're going to stream it too, but it'd be great if you guys want to broadcast it too.
We'll jump on that stream for sure. Are the singers going to be singing?
Yeah, we're going to have the choir sing. We're going to have the band play. They need to be 10 feet apart. And we're doing it rain or shine.
Exams are coming up. I'm interested in the way that the high school is dealing with students that are sitting at home taking their exams.
Yeah, and how do you do tests at home where, you know, they're secure? Even the big companies are doing remote tests. But a lot of times they have live proctoring, which means they go in, press a button, and lock out their screen, and they have to be in front of the camera the whole time. If they look one way or the other, get out of their seat.
It corrupts the test.
Right. You know, the other one is that you just don't do multiple choice. It's not just remembering it, but how can you apply it?
And those are the skills you want to teach anyway.
Correct.
What about activities rounding out the year?
We do have a choir presentation coming up.
Indoors?
Yep. Each person gets two spectators. Each of the singers will be 10 feet away. Same thing with the band. And of course, some of the instruments with the band actually have covers over the instruments, so nothing comes out. So it's like a mask for an instrument.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny looking, but
yeah, as long as the students are staying healthy, then that's great.
Yep. It'll be streamed. I mean, obviously, if you're not the two people who can come in and watch.
I don't suppose kids are getting together for any dances.
No, we can't do dances. And I thought that we could come up with a plan for prom. And unfortunately, the district as a blanket just said we are not doing dances. It was just too much mitigation to deal with. After graduation, we've always done the senior night where they stay overnight with activities and stuff. So parents are planning doing the prom outdoors along with that senior activity night. And so it sounds like they're trying to do it the right way.
I've been hearing from the district that they are trying to compile a list of returning students. Do you have a handle on how many students started this year and how many are finishing this year? How many are returning in the fall?
We've done better than a lot of the other high schools. You know, I think we lost 46 kids to connections, which is a lot when you start with 380. We're projected for 360 next year. So of those, we already know that like 22 of them are coming back because we actually call them. Our numbers look pretty solid for next year. Some of the schools like Sohi, they lost 300 students. A lot of those students will come back.
What am I missing? What's coming up in the next week?
The big thing right now is sports, and actually it's wrestling, because that was one where we're trying to figure out, well, how do you do that safely? Because, I mean, if somebody has COVID and you're wrestling them, you probably have a 100% chance of catching it. We actually have a testing regimen going on, so wrestlers are tested twice a week. They have to be clean. And I think there was one positive test for a wrestler, but they caught it really quick. It was only the wrestler out. The program that we're using and the mitigation is working, and I feel really confident about that.
Congratulations to you and the staff for making that possible.
Yeah, a lot of people have worked really hard to do that, and I think we're wearing masks more. Our numbers are super low. I think we have like 5 cases. We're in green. We've been in green for a couple weeks. Everywhere else, they're in red and getting to high red. You know, I think there are 68 cases in the Central Penn area. So whatever Homer's doing, keep it up, because it's working.